Go ahead and inhale. Just don't hand it to a friend. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. On Tuesday, Washington State, along with Colorado, didn't just decriminalize marijuana possession, it legalized it. Just one catch. Whereas the state allows people who use medicinal marijuana to form growing collectives, according to Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes, there is no provision in the new law for legal non-medicinal growing collectives. So the question is, come December 6th when this new law kicks in, is there any place a recreational user can legally buy weed?
No, that will not happen until licenses are developed.
In the meantime, does this mean then that we could go to the existing medical marijuana places and buy pot recreationally without a prescription?
No, they can only provide marijuana to authorized medical patients.
There it is. It'll be legal to possess pot, but there's no legal way to get it and no protection if the cops see you sharing the marijuana you possess with someone else, which, as you may know, is a kind of tradition.
If they see a transfer, that's distribution.
Now, it's unlikely you'd be arrested for that. But the question is, does this law really make marijuana legal if the only way to legally possess it is to participate in an illegal transfer, which has millions of Washingtonians asking, how willing to be cuffed would you be to give a friend his lawful doobie? Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.